The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
You're now in the Essential Zone, where we seek to be informative, inspirational, enlightening, and dynamic. But more importantly, we seek to be fair and balanced. There comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risks, despite regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose for the greater good of all, for country, for humanity. There comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Yes? There comes a time, and that time is now. So let's get down to the essentials. The essentials. Serious radio for serious people committed to advancing the national conversation. And good evening and welcome to the Essentials, the Reset. Welcome to 2023. This is going to be a good year. This is going to be a great year. This is going to be a fantastic year. It's going to be the year of great successes, great achievement. It's going to be the year of greatness. And everything which I've just said is absolutely true, as long as you decide that it is so. For me, yes, all of those things will be true. I am going to work hard to make them true. So what I want to do is to wish you a successful year. I want to wish you great successes in whatsoever it is that you do. However your heart's desire, wherever you wish to achieve, whatever new things you want to do. I had a conversation with somebody yesterday and the individual said, you know what I'm going to be doing this year? I'm going to be thinking outside the box. And that's a wonderful way. I think it's a wonderful way of thinking about things. Obviously, all of us have different views and different outlook. But it's time for us to get out of the box. It's time for us to destroy the box if we are in there. It's time for us to start to live life out in full. So this evening, we are going to have ourselves our usual conversation. Obviously, it's the beginning of the year. And so we want to set the tone for what is expected to be a fantastic year, what we want and what we desire to be a successful year for us all. 2022, how did you find it? 2022 was a tough one, certainly for me in many, many regards, multiple regards, more regards than I could. Unfortunately, many of those regards have transitioned over into 2023. But guess what? 2023 is going to be a great year nonetheless. So even if it wasn't a tough one for you, I am sure with all of the things that were happening, at least you could agree with me that it was a very interesting year. So the question is, what will we make of 2023? What will you as an individual make of 2023? And what will all of us together as a collective make of 2023? So 2023 saw some movement here in Guardian Radio with Juan McCartney leaving the radio station. I just want to give him a shout out and to say, you know, it was always a pleasure to be on the same platform as you. I think you brought a special oomph to this whole thing called radio. And so wherever you go, whatever it is that you're doing, wish you all the great success. I know that you're a hard worker, clearly. You're an individual who is serious. You're an individual who obviously has decided to chart a particular path to success. And I wish you all the best. And of course, we welcome Howard Grant back to you. I wish you all the great success in your show, The Foundation, it is called. And so obviously, we want to set some foundation for some great things for this year. So how have you decided to deal with your year? I'd love to hear from you. And you can text us or you can call us on our live lines. We are here. We are willing and ready to hear from you this time in the new year. It's been a while since we've been off and taking a break from the airwaves for the Christmas. And so we'd love to hear from you. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4259, and 325-4316. Numbers again, 323-6232, 325-4259, and 325-4316. So we're going to have ourselves a wonderful one to hear what you expect for yourself, what you expect for the community, what you expect for the country, for this year. Want to hear the passion that you have moved into 2023 with, and the passion which is going to take you throughout the year and into the next one with major, major success. So as usual, you listen to The Essentials. The Reset. I am your host, Hubert Edwards, and we are here setting it up on this Thursday night for what is going to be a fantastic year. We're going to take our quick break right here. When we come back, we're going to get right into the discussion which I have prepared. We're going to be looking at living life full out. Living life full out in 2023. Don't move. I'm right back. No, we're not going to take the break, Mr. Producer. All right. So let's move on then. In last year, we went through kind of the waning part of the pandemic. We experienced upheaval from an economic point of view. A lot of things happened. So as you sat down and reflected like I did, what is it that you came up with? What are the things which you decided were big, big goals that you took on? I've decided to take on some. Last year, my mantra was take the plunge. Take the plunge. And I believe that in many ways, and still is plunging, I've taken some big leaps. And all of that is designed for, as everyone does, for growth of self, to become better, to pursue the things that I desire, to pursue the things which are going to create fulfillment and joy and, you know, to make you be proud of your time here. But not just that, to find ways at which we can contribute to humanity. Because I believe that if you are growing, if you are succeeding, if you are becoming more, if you are getting more, and you're not thinking about those persons around you, then obviously you're missing a very, very, very important and vital part of this whole thing called life. Because life is not simply about living it for self, but also living it for others. So this year, as I took my time and reflect, usually, for those who listen to me, you know, once we get into towards the end of the year, I usually take some time to reflect on Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa goes for the 7th day of January. And we look at the various principles, the principles which can help us to become better, can help us to focus on a better community. So we look at the issue of unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, collective economics. We look at purpose. And finally, on the final day, we look at faith. The one I'm missing is creativity. So we take all of those things, unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility, collective economics, creativity, purpose, and faith. The last one is faith. And we wrap that all up in our thinking and we start to say, you know, where are we going? Where are we going to go as an individual, but more importantly, as a collective, as a community? Now, as you may be aware, Kwanzaa really focuses on it's an African diaspora type of celebration, which is mostly practiced in the United States. I find that it's something for me at the end of the year. A friend of mine out of Jamaica, Dr. Lakem Samaj, he speaks about the point at where the edges of the 2 years meet. And it's a good way to transition from 1 year into the next year with a level of focus attention on what it is that you want. And so this year, I played around with a couple of things. I know kind of generally what some of the things that I want to do, what are some of the big things. I'm actually doing one of them, maybe a little bit too big, maybe I've bitten off a little bit more than I anticipated, but you know, there's no other way to eat this particular elephant. But in going through that whole process, I decided I'm going to come up with some words which are going to kind of guide my path for this year. And I came up with a little bit of a mnemonic, and it's called FTV graph. So I'm plotting something. I'm plotting a thing to someplace. FTV graph. And each of those letters stand for a word, represents a word which I want to focus on this year. I want to be kind of central to what I do and to how I move and to how I grow, with a thinking about self, but not being selfish. Thinking about self, but not being selfish. Growing, but not trying to grow alone. Moving forward, but not trying to move forward alone. Being proud of whatsoever it is that I might achieve in this process, but of course, remaining with a high level and a sense of humility in this whole process. So the F is for fulfillment. And it is my position that whatsoever it is that we do in life, we ought to do it so that we can be fulfilled. Too many of us are in too many instances. We have engaged ourselves in activities which at the end of the day just don't bring us any joy, don't bring us any fulfillment. We are kind of going through that grind. We're doing the things sometimes which are necessary because of the circumstance we are in, but we are not getting to the place where self-actualization is in effect. We are kind of, if you go back to the Maslow hierarchy of needs, we're kind of stuck in that vortex of physical needs. You know, where we have to find food and we have to think about shelter and we have to think about survival, but we have not yet gotten to the place where, you know, we're thinking about our higher self at a higher. I believe that if we focus on fulfillment, it will help to get us there. Now, don't get me wrong. All of the physical need things are necessary. They're foundational to get to the place where you want to be, where you want to get the experience this level of fulfillment. But too often, unfortunately, we kind of park the things which will bring us that level of fulfillment and instead focus on some other things from which we get absolutely no joy. As a matter of fact, the opposite is the absolute truth. We do these things which cause us pain and sorrow. Understand that some of them things are necessary. We have to do the grind. We have to go to work even if we don't like it because we need food, we need money, we need to send the kids to school and so on and so forth. But in this whole process, I am admonishing you, and this is what I am attaching to myself also. Find things which create fulfillment. Along the way, stop and smell the roses. Stop and smell the flowers. Stop and enjoy the journey because the journey is taking place whether you want to become aware of it or not. You're going to end up at a place. And a place may not be all nice and rosy. And we would have missed some opportunity along the way to celebrate, to be conscious of a better circumstance. So let's work on things which are going to cause. Keep the job, keep the day job, but work on your hobby. You have an intention to write a book, go write a book. It will bring you great fulfillment. You don't have to write a book which is going to be a number one seller. I wrote a couple of books and I have a whole lot of copies which I still have to give out and I will sell some too. But it's not really about the selling. It's about doing. It's about accomplishing, setting to accomplish a task and actually reaching there. So let's do some things which cause us to be fulfilled. Let's spend quality time with the people that we love, the people we want to be around, the people we want to be with. Let's do that. Let's create that level of fulfillment. The next one is trust. And this is very important because, and you know, it's something that which works both ways and all of us will have to always. We want to be in a circumstance where we have trusting relationships. And we also want to put ourselves in a position where persons can trust us just by a word. We are credible. When we say a thing, persons shouldn't be second guessing us. Persons shouldn't be saying, but you said that, but you know, we all know that that's a lie. Let's get to the place where trust. And it's not just between us as an individual, but we want to get to a place where trust permeates our environment, permeates our society. When our leaders speak, we shouldn't have as a default, which is a lot in a lot of time the case now. Some people do it for, you know, different reasons and sometimes not good reasons. But, you know, we don't want to be defaulting to a circumstance where we're untrusted. So we want to build trust. We want to build credibility. We want to build that on the basis of our integrity and the consistency with which we display that integrity. And then, of course, the V stands for value. So it's, again, it's FTV graph. And all I'm doing is sitting down, reflecting, and deciding on some things which are going to guide the way I want to approach the year. And I use the word graph in it. It just turned out to be that. I played around with it in order for it to spell graph a little bit. But it's really about plotting a path. As if, you know, so you're on a ship and you're a navigator and you take out all of your big maps and all of your big charts and you're plotting a path forward. So the V is for value. And I think that is one of the most fundamental things that we have to focus on for this year or any point in time in our life. But certainly we are here in 2023. We want to focus on value. How do you bring value to those around you? How do you bring value to your community, to your society, to your country? Well, first of all, in order to bring that value to anybody, you have to have value for yourself. So you have to pour into yourself. You have to go learn new things. You have to practice your art. You have to focus on your profession. You have to focus in your career. If you're in school, you have to spend time studying. You have to work hard. You have to ensure that you give yourself the tools which are going to create the value which you can then in turn hand to others. And a lot of what I've said earlier helped to create the value, to be in a place where you feel fulfilled, to be in circumstances which are, you know, really enriched with trust. You can create that value. And oftentimes we make the argument, and, you know, it's a mistaken argument that, you know, I don't have nothing to give. I don't have value. There's nothing in this whole thing. But yes, you do. As a unique individual, as a unique human being, you come with value. There's absolutely nobody who can say the things you say the way you say. Your voice is unique. That's why we can pick you out of a crowd of a million persons. You alone speak like that. Your experiences are unique. And because your experiences are unique, you have the ability to think about them and reflect on them. You may be in the same profession. You may have relevant ability as some other persons, but there is that level of uniqueness which you bring to that, and that is your unique value. Never undersell yourself. Never downplay yourself. But the big admonition here is, are we going to take this value that we have been quietly subverting and hiding and putting under the rug from God knows when up to 2022, are we going to take that and live it out fully in 2023? Because this is the only way we're going to become fulfilled. We have to live to our authentic self. We have to stop hiding. We have to stop cowering under the things which we want to do, but we are always mindful of what society may say, or mindful of what a neighbor may say, or mindful of our friends and families. We are always so concerned about the opinions of others that we end up not living our lives the way we want to do it. And as a result of that, we are not fulfilled. We are unfulfilled. So if we can reach that level of fulfillment, if we are going to engender and enrich our lives with circumstances of trust, we have to make sure that we work on the value. And once we create it, we don't only create it for ourselves. We are not keeping it, but we are ensuring that it goes out to others. And the G is for growth. Where you are how you got there, why you're there, none of that matters. For 2023, my admonition to you, and the thing you should be calling on yourself and willing yourself to do, pushing yourself in a very significant way to do, is to realize growth. Because on one hand, in a way, if you're not growing, not necessarily physical enough, but if you're not growing, then you're dying. And in order to achieve the value that we spoke about, you have to have growth. You have to learn more. You have to be able to do more. You have to be able to have more. You have to be able to know some more and be exposed some more and take on new things and get over your fears and operate outside your comfort zone. You have to be moving in your life in order to realize growth. And that is the thing which creates the value. It's the growth that you enjoy incrementally in many instances, but there come a point when it becomes exponential. Then all of a sudden you realize you wake up one day and you're just a totally different person. May not be seen by the world yet, but sooner or later you will express it. So we have to focus on growth. Fundamentally important that we work hard to make sure that when you look back at your life, so let's go back to say 2019 for the pandemic. Where were you in terms of your finances? Where were you educationally? Where were you health-wise? Where were you in terms of your relationship? Where were you professionally? And look back and honestly ask yourself, have I grown? Have I moved far enough? And if the answer is no, you ask yourself, why? Why didn't you grow? What are the things which stop you from growing? What are the things which are causing you to not be able to move forward? And if you can identify them, and you should, if you can identify them by yourself, then go find someone, call someone, call me. I'll have a conversation with you. Because in that process, you may also help me. But the whole point is speak to others, find mentors. Look at person who you want to emulate as role models. Read some book, watch some documentary, do whatsoever it is necessary while you're not growing, but also to create an ambitious appetite for growth. An ambitious appetite, not just, you know, little fenke growth. You want to have big appetite, big ambition, big desires. And sometimes persons say, you know, why you want to do that? You know, you need to be calm, you know, satisfied with what you have. Well, 2023 is not about being satisfied with what you have. It's being grateful for what you are. It's being grateful for what you have created. It's being grateful for you having the desire to want more so that you can do more for others. So it's not a question of, you know, trying to hug up anything or trying to be better than anybody. It's about becoming a better version of yourself so that you can impact others to become a better version of themselves. And in order to do that, you need to grow. You must grow. Without growth, absolutely nothing is going to happen. Without you being a growing person, to be able to stand as an example, you're not going to be able to be influential in the lives of others. No matter how much you desire it, it just simply won't happen. So you need growth. And the R is for relationships. Very, very important. Absolutely important and critical, maybe even more critical than anything else we will talk about tonight. Because the truth is, if you look around your world, if you look around your community, if you look around the areas in which you operate, you will readily come to appreciate that at the end of the day, so much things turn on relationships. And this can be good or bad. Unfortunately, we observe too many bad ones. We observe relationships which create value for persons who are not deserving, absolutely not deserving. We observe relationships which create value because persons lack integrity and lack standards. We observe relationships where persons are taken advantage of for the benefit of some others. So we know that those exist, and I'm pointing these out based on you to understand and be in awareness that we need to avoid these. We need to build credible, healthy relationship with all of those who we come in contact. It's not always easy. As a matter of fact, there are some relationships which are just absolutely hard. Those challenge you to the fullest. There's some persons who find this idea of interacting with people and networking and having friends and all that, they find that absolutely easy. Just a part of them. Because they've been socialized in many ways to be like that. Their personality is outgoing. They've grown up in an environment which supports this and model this and show how this works. And so it comes natural to them. And then you have other persons like myself who just find that type of a thing, you know, eternally difficult. But at the end of the day, it is so fundamental that you have to be deliberate and intentional in building your relationships. Now, persons who talk about these things oftentimes fail to point to the fact that you shouldn't be out there trying to hunt down people so that you can abuse them. And by abuse, I mean, you just simply want to be in their space, to use up their energy, to use up their light so that you can accord things onto yourself without any thought or any thinking of the value you're creating for them. It shouldn't be like that. It should be that we want to build relationships are symbiotic, which are mutually beneficial. Relationships which are going to move you and move the other person. Relationships which are going to bring value to you and bring value to the other person or persons. Relationships which are going to help you to realize growth, but also help the other persons to realize growth. Relationships which are going to bring you fulfillment, and because you are in the relationship, other persons are going to feel fulfilled. This is the type of thinking that we should be pursuing. And at least based on what I have spent some time doing and my reflection and coming up with my FT graph, this is what I plan to do in 2023. Work on some of these things. Step out of this comfort zone of being uncomfortable working relationships and networking and so on. Have to get out there, step out there. The other one is available A. So remember, we spell in the word graph. So it's D-R-A, availability. And this may sound like a strange one to you, but as I reflected on it this year, I asked myself the question, how available am I? And in some instances, depending on the perspective I look at it from, I concluded I was too available. And in other instances, not available enough. And so the correction is going to be where I was too available, I'm going to change that. The fact of the matter is, if you are too available, you're going to reduce your value. You're going to create circumstances where you don't have enough time to do the things that you need to do, are the things which you are interested in, are the things which are going to bring you fulfillment. But by and large, you will end up doing things which other persons want you to do. Not bad things. I mean, you know, productive things in many instances. But for the most part, it's their things. It may bring you some value and it may bring you good value. But at the end of the day, it's not that which I want you to focus on as a measure. What I want you to focus on is that too much availability takes away you optimizing your overall value. So yes, you may go out there and you may get some and you may achieve this, you may achieve that. But because you do it too much, too regularly, you're being undervalued. In some instances, you're taken for granted. Call X, X will turn up. Call Y, Y will turn up. Call V, V said, no. not, can't do this. So you have to understand when and in what instances you're too available. And it's about setting boundaries. It's about realizing what your goals are, what you want to do, the need for you to create space and time to do the things which are going to be valuable to you. But on the other hand, I'm not promoting and I'm not suggesting that you move from one extreme to the next where you might be too available in certain circumstances or arena. Then you move way to the extreme where you're just absolutely not available. No, I'm saying to you, be available, but be measured in your availability. Be strategic in your availability. Be reasonable and balanced in your availability such that you are respecting and responding to your own personal value. And cause other persons to do the same. Because if you allow it, you will be diminished, not because they want to, but because just naturally. So think about your availability in that regard. And then also think about the places that you ought to have been more available, which you are not, whether it's to family, whether it's to friends, whether it's on your work, in your professional arena. Whatsoever era requires greater availability from you, which you have reneged on over the years up to now, stop it. We're going to go into 2023 and we're going to manage our availability. And we're going to manage it from the perspective that we want to be fulfilled. We want to ensure that we're creating value and growth. We want to ensure that we're building the relationships. But we do not want to create a circumstance where our availability or lack thereof undermine any of this. So we spell in graph, so we are G-R-A-P. The P for me this year is peace. And in terms of peace, I mean simply, I want to be at peace with whatsoever it is that I'm doing. So, you know, I make a statement, I say something, I write something, I take a position, I am involved in something, I just want to be at peace. No rancor, no concept, no regretful moment, just to be at peace. Whatsoever it is, it's done. The result is the result. The consequences are the consequences. Deal with it and be at peace. Why they settle, I don't know. So many options, so many choices. And the final one is happiness as we go out on our break. And happiness is very, very important because at the end of the day, if you're not happy with yourself, if you're not happy with life, if you're not happy with your circumstance and your surroundings and your situation, nothing is going to be good for you. So focus this year on FT graph. Fulfillment, trust, value, growth, relationship, availability, peace, and happiness. So we're going to leave that there. When we come back on the other side, we're going to continue to talk about something kind of through the lens of some of the reflections that I have. Certainly, as I mentioned before, we'd love to hear from you. You listen to The Essentials, The Reset. So move. I'm right back. So I say bye bye, bye bye. Nice to know you, but I got to go. Off to destiny, I must grow. Small minds want to slow me down. But I'm going to fly like an eagle. Sometimes people won't always be there. In life to leave and not settle, settling. I deserve the best. Not going to live.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and organizations to understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance, and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions, practical solutions delivered.
Gotta follow where you headed. When you make a wish, don't ever forget it. Don't ever sell your soul for something you won't die for. More money, more problems, but I want more. I wanna see the world, make a better living. Maybe heal the world, make it better for our children. I can see the future better with my eyes closed. I wanna be heard, that's the only reason I wrote. Expressions on paper, just to make paper. The world is my playing field, I don't see the hater. Address me as Sosa, the son of Keith Major. So I don't need a deal for me to ever sound major. I used to be a player, to karma interfere. Dreams come true, you just gotta be prepared. It's not about the gear, not about the jewelry, not about the mansions, I'm not Chuck Woolery.
And welcome back to The Essentials as we listen to Sosa Man. And when we went out, we heard from Ricardo Clark, I'm not settling. 2023, let's agree that we are not going to settle. We're not going to settle for anything less than our best. I'm not settling, he says. I deserve the best. And I think we have to continuously tell ourselves that. We may say it, we may sometime agree, and then there are other moments when we don't. But we have to keep reminding ourselves that we deserve the best. And if there are persons out there who are going to settle, you just don't want to be like them. You just don't want to hang with them. You don't just want to be around them. You want to be in the thinking, as as Sosa Man put it, when you dream, you got to dream in colors. Dream in big, bright colors. It may seem impossible at this moment, and I'm not trying to sell you any mumbo jumbo. I'm trying to say to you, based on my experience, that you do this thing and you do it with gusto, you do it with energy, you do it with ambition and great expectation, and you would be surprised sometimes what happens. One of the things that I've found in my own life experience, because I write down things a lot, and then I go back and I look at them. Sometimes it's a discovery. And I realize that I did write this thing down. Totally forgot that I did. And on reflecting on it, you realize it did happen. It did come true. You worked on it and you make it happen. It wasn't by magic. You work on it and it happened. And inevitably, the thing I've always reflected on is, I always said to myself, why didn't I make it bigger? Why didn't I make it bigger? When I was writing it, I was a little bit constrained because of fear and thinking it, but it could have been bigger. And there's always a lesson in that. We have a caller on the line. Caller, welcome to Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Mr. Whatever.
New Year to you.
I was going to say Happy New Year. I don't say Happy New Year. And the opposite of happy is sad. I mean, sadness coming, things, some bad things that happen. Agreed or disagree?
Yeah, it's life is uncertain.
False expectations, happy, happy, you know, we gonna follow that too.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, but Mr. Evans, how was your year basically? The past
year. Last year?
Yes, sir.
Last year was rough, you know, including the couple of times I talked to you. You carry me hard a couple of times. Overall, it was a tough year. I think it was a tough year.
The whole year, you would reflect and recall that I roughed you up. Man, Mr. Evans, don't say that, man.
That's part of the roughing up too, man. I mean, I have great respect for you, and I always look forward to interacting with you, but I remember the points when you roughed me up. There were moments where I had to grow as an individual, grow as a person who is running a talk show. And so there were valuable moments, and I thank you for them.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so you use the treasure inside to say Obama's no, but you know I got a pull you out now. Every time you say V, I say the V. I don't have
any
passport. I ain't got no passport. When you say V, I ain't got no Bahamian passport.
Oh, you don't have a Bahamian passport?
No.
No?
No. I pull Bahamian.
Oh, that's sad for you, man.
It's sad for me, but I don't know what it is. I guess. I don't know. This country, I don't know, but it's sad, what's, very sad,
what,
very
what
sad.
Are you concerned about the country?
And I mean, firstly, I just said, I remember myself being in a long time. I even had the British passport. I go to get renewed, and that's a big problem. You know, but then other people get their passport, no problem. They don't even speak English, no problem. They be human.
Yeah. No, okay.
You know,
it's sad, part and parcel of the movement. Some of them see it as their way out in life, and so you know you have to, as long as it's been done right and fair and legally, you have to celebrate that, you know?
Yeah, but do you think, like to say, once a Bahamian, I mean, before independence, have their passport, have a British passport, and all, do you think there should be any query with that particular Bahamian?
You repeat that. I didn't understand you.
What I'm saying to you is, prior to 1973 with the British passport, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got multiple Bahamian passport, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they go together and knew, and I got a problem. You think I could have a problem with the Bahamian from that time?
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't. Oh, you shouldn't have a problem.
Okay. Yeah, but that's what it is in this country. It's like it's almost a bit of venom towards the they become, say, the word indigenous no more to identify a segment of Bahamian. They question that. They even question what a Bahamian is. Is that what? Do people go to Jamaica and ask them what is Jamaican? No one would dare do that in Jamaica.
No, people don't. People generally. You see, there are cultural nuances, and oftentimes we ask these questions and we continue. In my mind, I don't want to offend anybody. It's a nonsensical question. It's a question which ought not to be asked. You're running around asking, who is a Bahamian? A Bahamian is an individual who...
Not who is a Bahamian. What is a Bahamian?
There's nothing which could be attached to the word what, which is Bahamian, right? Like, what is Bahamian food? What is Bahamian drink?
Yeah,
you're not talking about that. Are you talking about the people, right?
Yeah, that's no attachment to human and all that. When you ask the question, what is a Bahamian? What is a Bahamian? Who is a Bahamian? Is more appropriate at that question, eh? Then what is
a
Bahamian?
It's a question you could tolerate, yes. Who is a Bahamian? And you know, there's a simple legal answer, but of course it's you know, it's a nuanced thing. An individual may see themselves as being Bahamian because of the way they dress, the way they talk. Some other individuals may see differently. I think we have to, at the end of the day, get to the place where we are open to accepting the different versions by which a Bahamian come to the fore. Just as you know, the United States or Jamaica or any other place. You know, I'm not saying it's easy and straightforward as that, but at the end of the day, there need to be a level of acceptance. And sometimes, you know, the oftenness with which we ask these questions, they're not just designed for you know, introspection or learning. They have a covert reason. And that covert reason is often not nice.
Yeah. An ominous one too.
Pardon me?
An ominous one too.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is usually something right below the surface, which is an individual doesn't want to put into clear words. But the more you ask these things, the more it seeps into your psyche that something is wrong. That something needs to be
definitely is wrong.
To be corrected, that some individuals need to be separated and excluded and classified, and that's unnecessary in my mind.
Yeah. So
what are some of the things that you're planning for this year? How was your year? What is it that you looking forward in 2023?
I didn't get that.
What are some of the things that you're looking forward to in 2023? How was your 2022?
2022 was all right, you know.
Okay.
2023, I mean, like, whether you have plans, I think it's best to keep it a secret, you know. Because I find that when you expose what you're doing, people look you in the face, some be happy, some be sad, but then more be like saboteurs, more be like one never want you to achieve it. So sometimes it's better to keep your dreams to yourself, manifest it, and instead of just talking. You know, we talk a lot, but we hardly do, you see.
Yeah, they say talk some and keep some.
No. I'm gonna talk none of it. I just want to do it. And then just get myself into it and
Not an issue. So definitely we look forward to interacting with you when the opportunity presents itself and look forward to hearing something you achieve them. You can always tell it to us, right? Still there? No? All right. Thank you for your call. Again, if you want to join in on the conversation, then certainly you'll want to call us at the numbers that we already announced. Let me give them to you again. And the numbers are 323-6232, 325-4259, and 325-4316. You want to shout us or you want to send us a text on the text line. So yeah, we were talking about how we're going to chart this way forward and kind of looking at it through my own personal lens. I wrote something on Facebook. They put it on Facebook. Oftentimes when I do these things, I'm actually speaking to myself. If you find persons find it interesting, they may like it, but it's not really about that. It's more really for me. And having gone through that reflection, I wrote, if by chance I appear different this year, it may be because I've decided to be different in importance. If by chance I appear different this year, it may be because I've decided to be different in importance. And that is the exact truth. I want to be different in importance. I want to see you and I and us be different in importance. Hear us having conversations about the country and the way we're going to move forward as a people and the way you're going to move forward as an individual in a different way. I would love to see us having the conversations which are out in the open and very clear. The conversations which are no longer cloaked in fear. Conversations where we are being reasonable and sensitive and balanced. And that should be our only concern. We should be reasonable, sensible, balanced, and honest, accurate. As accurate as we can be. And those should be our only concern. But unfortunately, we live in an environment where we oftentimes and too often have to self-censor. We have to think about what we are going to say 3, 4, 5, 10 times. Who's that going to hurt when it ought not to hurt anyone? Why can't I say this when it's the truth? Why shouldn't we have a conversation in place of understanding, agreement, and accommodation? Why, as opposed to the fact that you say something immediately starts to paint this idea that there's need for adversarial partitioning? So I would love to see us this year having those type of a conversation, especially those that impact the national business, impact the country, impact the growth, impact the moving forward of the country in this, the 50th year of independence. I would love to see a very serious change. This is what I'm kind of trying to drag out of myself, to be different in important ways, to be different in how I interact with persons, to be different in how I'm able to bring the value to other individuals, being different in how I'm able to positively impact relationships, being different in how I'm able to grow my own self. I'm being different in how I'm able to live at peace with whatsoever circumstances of my own realities are and the consequences of my own actions deliver. Important ways. And in doing that, to be in a state of mind that, look, regardless of how hard it is, regardless of how hard you got knocked down, regardless of how much you get punched in the mouth, regardless of you struggling, regardless of the financial challenges, regardless of the fact that you may have to work an extra job, whatsoever it is that you have to do, the sacrifice, you have the wherewithal. You have perseverance, the determination, the resilience to simply just keep walking. I use that as a hashtag in a lot of things that I post. And it means something to me. Just keep walking. My view of life is simply this. Picture yourself on a train, a locomotive, on a track. And that represents an aspect of life that you're moving along. And if it gets to the place where there's no more track, so the locomotive just simply have to stop, what do? You just get off and you keep walking in the direction of your goals, in the direction of your dreams, in the direction of where you can find fulfillment and peace, and where you can find value, where you can give value, where you can have the best and the greatest relationships, and where you can find happiness. Don't worry about all of the other things around you. Don't worry about all the things which are causing persons problem and stress and strain. Just keep walking in a direction of your own truth, living it to the fullest. So this year for me, I want to be in a place, and I'm largely there. I want to be in a place where I'm going to speak what's on my mind very clearly, very sensitively, very honestly, very balanced, in a balanced way. But I'm going to say, because at the end of the day, the question is always going to be, are we doing what we need to do to serve the greater good? Or are we going to overly self-censor ourselves into insignificance? Censor ourselves such that we achieve less than our potential demands. Censor ourselves to the point where we become less than we are capable of in showing the path, creating a light for others so that they can be better. Because they're looking to you. At least one person, I hope, at least one person out there, look at something that I do or say and say, that makes sense, I may give it a thought. But certainly for you, the listener, I know you are influential, you looking towards you to do that. So you have to be mindful. You have to be mindful how you live. So you want to be different, not just for the sake of being different. You want to be different in important ways, not just different in any old way. You want to be different in a way which creates value. Let's get as macro as possible, which creates value for humanity, not just for your family, not just for the people who go to your church or your school or where you work or where you live, which island you live on, which country you live in, but for humanity, for the entire human race. That's how you want to look at it. Now, you may not be touching anybody in a big way because you're not big and popular. But the way I see it is that if you live to your truest essence, if you live to your greatest value, if you give as much as you can, then that's exactly what humanity asks of you. Can't ask no more. And because you do that, it's not going to be perfect, but you have contributed as much as you possibly can. adapt based on where you are, based on what you know, based on what you have. And so I would love to see us living in this sort of a way this year. Not trying to impose on the rights of anybody, not trying to cause anybody distress, but to live in a way where we're going to be uplifting, inspirational. We can be transformational in the work we do, whatsoever level, whether it's in the community, whether it's in our profession, whether it's once a week having a talk show. How are we going to do that this year? For me, it's going to be following this FTV graph, fulfillment, trust, value, growth, relationships, availabilities, peace, and happiness. Those are the things which we are going to be focused on. And I believe that if we start to achieve some of these to a higher extent, you know, you don't have to be 100% in all instances. It will never be 100% because you will be seeking happiness. And like the caller said, I think he said it kind of tongue in cheek, but at some point in time, you're going to experience sadness. But that's all right, because it is through the experience of sadness that you understand and better appreciate the other moments when happiness comes back. So where does that put us? Where does that put you? Does it give you an obligation to do certain things? Is there an obligation for you to live in a particular way, to do a particular things, to get involved in a fundamental way? Is there? No one is willing you or pushing you to do it or threatening you, but do you see a space where you have an obligation to do just that? Is there? That's something I want to talk to you about. Something that we've been saying, something I've been saying, and I'm going to show you exactly how we've been saying it for a long while. And I want to explain to you exactly what that means. But we're going to do that on the other side of this break. You listen to The Essentials, The Reset. I don't want you to move. I want you to come right back. And certainly, if you have a comment, you have a question, you have some suggestions, you just want to give some input, and certainly we look forward to hearing you call. The Essentials, The Reset. Don't move. Come right back.
See, I'm upset. On and on and on and on. I'm a winner. You know the dance. I'm a winner. I want you to know. I'm on the sun. Oh, we're winning right now, you be. Say we're winning right now. Me forget that trophy to what we're living right now. Cause I'm winning right now, yeah. And I'm chilling right now. Cause oh, we're winning right now. At Thanksgiving right now. Cause we're winning right now, yeah. I'm winning. I'm winning. Hey, watch out now. Hey, I'm a walking W. Learn from the L's. Turn them in a medal in a trophy and bells. Every day you see we with the fan on next film. Break records like we cracking eggshells. And every single ounce of effort we expel. It's all about progress, cause we have to excel. I watch out. Looking like success, we dress well. Ooh. Another knockout for the ring, the next spell. I'm about to send my haters a card to get well, cause I'm sick of it. Lord, I'm so sick of it. But that's the old gist of it. I hate in the beauty when winning now we have it. Cause I'm winning.
Next Level Solutions. Next Level Solutions. Solutions. At Next Level Solutions, we assist companies and understand and strategically resolve governance, risk, compliance, regulatory, finance, and operational challenges, maximize their performance and grow. Next Level Solutions, a dynamic consultancy built on experiential knowledge. For further details on our service offerings, visit nlsolutionsbahamas.com or call 376-8951. Next Level Solutions. Practical solutions delivered.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I know we should live right now. Oh, we're winning right now. Our Thanksgiving right now, yeah. I said we're winning right now. So every day you see we are the reigning champ and the cloud with the silver line we're reigning from. Cause if you see some of the places where we're hailing from, it's just the type of place we should be failing from. But now we're winning. Yes, so we bought everything. Hold it for tracks and then I'm fancy for swimming. You know that there's
welcome
no
back.
No matter the circumstances we're living in, you hear me?
As we listen, Sasko Legion say he's winning right now, right? So this is the mindset. This is the mindset we want to take into, that we should have taken into from 2022. But it's a mindset that we want to premiere the entire year and beyond. We want to develop, nurture, and continue to grow this mindset of winning. It's not about competitive winning. It's not about beating anybody else so you are first, second, or third, or for that matter, persons coming last. It's really about becoming your better self in every single moment and every single opportunity that presents itself. Becoming better professionally, becoming better to your relationships, becoming better in terms of an individual that contributes to the community, that gives value, that gives back to individuals. Becoming better at how you seek to contribute to the development of your country, the development of your region, the development of your work. Winning by understanding that you have something to give, regardless of how it may look, regardless of how small it may be, but you have something to contribute to this thing called life, this thing called community, to this thing called society. You are an important part thereof. And by understanding that, we build the first the individual, but of course it congeals, carry over, spill over, cascade, whatever the word you wish to use, and hardens into the mindset of the individual, the psyche of the individual. The way we see ourselves, we wish to see others. When we look in the mirror and we look for goodness, we want to look for the same in others. And it's an important thing, because too often I think we have been arrested by this idea of me-ism. And there's nothing, you know, infinitely wrong with focusing on yourself. There may be, in fact, something wrong with not focusing on yourself enough. But at the end of the day, I think we can't live for self alone. We have seen too many examples of that. It can be a circumstance where, you know, some people always get by, some people always do well, and the same people always do badly, for the most part. One or two may move up or down. It's the same persons who are doing well and the same set of persons who are doing badly. That can change. And if we are going to realize the maximum potential as individuals, as a collective, as a country, it must change. If we're going to realize that maximum potential as a region, the Caribbean region, that must change. The Caribbean is one of the biggest examples of failure to work with each other. It's one of the biggest examples of thinking about self only. And as a result of that, the great potential which lies in arrangements like CARICOM, the CARICOM Common Market, or just the fact that as a Caribbean basin, we represent a collective market, which we do have significant bargaining power, or at least more bargaining power collectively than we have individually. But when you look across the region, it's simply easily across most of the trading blocks in the world, it's easily one of the biggest units. And why is that so? Because we're selfish. Because we are selfish. As an example, it goes back to the day of the Federation, which at the time was maybe one of the best countries in the region in terms of thriving and economic development, decided, well, you know, if we are the part of this, it's going to fail. So I can't remember the number, but it was like, you know, 1 minus or 11 minus 1 equal 0.
Well, he may be aiming in between quarters. This young
Jamaica took themselves out of the Federation. And it crumbled. And from there on, we have seen many, many instances where there are great opportunities for regional development, regional cooperation, opportunities where we could share and grow, but we just simply don't. And that, too, is present at the country level. It's obvious in the Bahamas. And so the question is, how do we fix that? How do we attempt to change that? I'm not proposing that I have a formula. I simply embrace a particular type of a thinking, which I think may be useful in exploring and navigating this era. So if you listen to the show, when it starts, we have a jingle, something that we play. It's our intro. And it has some words in it which I wrote. These are my original words. And what it does is it starts to push us in a direction of understanding, where do I stand? What is it that is in play? And what is my role? So I'm going to read some of that to you. It starts out by saying, there comes a time when the game tolerates no spectators, only players. So if you're in this game called life, if you're in this game called development of the Bahamas, if you're in this game called the Bahamian society, and you are not actively playing, if you are a perpetual spectator, game have no use for you. There comes a time when the game tolerates only players. It needs people who are willing to step into the arena and work hard and do something, whatsoever it is. Contribute a little bit here, contribute a little bit there, but do something which is going to move the game forward. No spectators, only players. There comes a time when we must recognize that our individual aspirations shape our collective destiny. What does that mean? The things that you and I are aspiring to, the things that you and I have ambition to achieve, the things that we desire, when we put them all together, that's what shapes our destiny as a collective. Everything, good, the bad, and the indifferent, all come together to shape that destiny. It means, therefore, that the quality of those desires, the quality of those aspirations, is going to, at the end of the day, determine where we are as a country, as a community, as a society. So whatsoever it is that we see today, whatsoever it is that we're experiencing today, is a reflection about our individual aspirations. It's a reflection of how we are charting our individual lives, which have congealed and hardened into the collective circumstance. No matter how you want to look at it, you may look at it and say, there's some persons who are outside of this line and there's some persons who are protected. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, the sum total of what represents the Bahamas is the sum total of what represents the Bahamas. If there are broken pieces, it affects the macro outcome. If there are good pieces, it affects the outcome. Because without the good pieces, it would have been worse. With the bad pieces, it's less than it could be. So we have to understand that where we chart, the way we go about the level of concern and consideration we give for the collective is always going to be important while playing our part as an individual, while aspiring for more, while seeking to do greater things. We have to be mindful of how that all comes together. So whether it is by commission or by omission, we are going to get what we have. And the only way to change that is to be more intentional in arresting the things which are negative in that whole scenario, which are negative in that formula, and accentuating the ones which are positive and correct. So that if my aspiration is to wreak havoc on the community, then havoc is going to be experienced, at least by some persons. If I take the same energy and change that into something positive, where I want to uplift persons, I want to do good with the elderly or the young, or I want to spend some time teaching, or I want to do something which is going to be positive and productive, using that exact same energy, then all of a sudden it changes. My aspiration is now in a positive direction, and it adds to the value of the community as opposed to take away from. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risk, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. There comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risk, regardless of the cost, is simply the right thing to do. What was my intention when I crafted them? I was thinking that whatever it is that you do is not always going to be easy. And when I wrote this, it was basically at a time when I was kind of getting into radio. And I tell you, straight up, there were moments when I took on certain topic and certain subject when it was fair, there was concern, because I know, in my heart of heart, how some persons like to take things and like to reframe them, and they would paint you in one direction or the other. So it's not always easy. But did this deliberately. I said to myself, look, if you believe that you can bring some value to the conversation, if you believe you can bring some value to the discourse, if you believe that you can accommodate and host individuals and steer a conversation in a particular direction, which is going to edify and uplift and create greater enlightenment, then you ought to do that regardless of what it costs. If you're committed to the things that you say you're committed to. So there's risk. But you have to get into the game. Now, the important thing about this game is that nobody is telling you which position you're going to play. You are deciding what you want to play based on what you are good at and what you wish to contribute. But you have to go play, because there's going to be, remember that doing it is the right thing. Not touching your ideas, not sharing your ideas, not using your skill in a particular direction, not working in a way which is going to be positive, is simply wrong. If you can change one mind in a positive direction, if you can create some value productively, anything that you can do which is going to be beneficial to other persons and beneficial to society, it's worth doing. You have to take the chance. Sometimes you're going to get some licks. Sometimes you're going to get some stare. Sometimes you're going to be ignored. Sometimes you're not going to get the things that you think you deserve. Sometimes you're going to be hungry as a result. Whatsoever the sacrifice which is necessary, if you are committed to it, then you have to do it. Now, the persons out there who will say, absolutely not, and I understand that. You got to do what you have to do. But you have to be mindful, you have to remember that there are two ways of doing most things. There's one which is good and righteous, filled with integrity and values and morals, and there's another way of doing it. And if you want to take the other way, then that's fine. It's totally. But my message to you would be to walk away from that, because ultimately, as a collective, that takes away from the value for us. You want to do the things which is going to make you better, make your community better, make your family better, make your country better, the region, and ultimately make the world better. It's not going to see a huge amount of change in the world, but it is better because at least one person is in a better place. At least one thing is working. At least one aspect of the country is moving in a more positive direction, or has improved, or is now in a position to maintain that. Whatsoever it is, however you look at it, however you wish to measure it, you have to go do it. You have to take the risk. Never easy. From my experience, just being on radio, it's a privilege. It's a great opportunity. It's not easy. It's not without its own set of risks. Trust me. I know that. But you always have to go back. And this is one of the reasons why I outlined and wrote this introduction. So every single time the show starts, I am going to hear, there comes a time when getting in the game, despite the risk, regardless of the cost, right thing to do. There comes a time when we must find our hearts, find our soul, and pursue our purpose. Question is, what's your purpose? What is my purpose? Do we have a purpose bigger than self, outside of self? Do we have a purpose for our community? Do we have a purpose which touches on the country at large? What exactly is your purpose? Whatsoever it is, hopefully it's positive, but whatsoever it is, my thing to you is you have to find your art, you have to find your soul, and you have to pursue that. And by finding your art, I mean you gotta be bold, you gotta become brave. You have to tremble, you have to be scared, you have to be afraid, but you have to do it nonetheless. And the same exact things are going to be necessary as you traverse 2023. As you work on your goals, as you work on the opportunities, as you work on your ambitions, as you work on your desires, the same principles will apply. You have to find your heart. You have to be strong. You have to be bold. You have to be brave. You have to be determined. You have to be resilient. You have to be willing to take your licks and keep moving, keep walking forward. You have to find your soul. Where is your soul? Deep, deep down within spiritual aspect of you. What is it that you represent? Who are you at your true core? Find that place. And do the things which make you feel comfortable with that knowing, with that understanding of who you are, who you think you are, at a very deep level. We all do things sometimes which makes us uncomfortable, and the conscience will kill you. You have to move. You have to do things differently. We have to get to the place where we start to understand that nothing we do is done necessarily in isolation. It may look so, but it's part and parcel of the complex thing called life, the complex interaction of individuals and human beings, and the complex experiment of building a society. Take a gun and you shoot someone, you destroy an aspect of society. You nurture, grow up, send off your child to college, you add to the complexity of society building in a good way. So having found the purpose, it goes on to say, there comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. Time, and that time is now. So all of the things that we've been talking about earlier, it's really about getting in this direction of manifesting the best you are. Who are you? Who am I? Is this that I am, that which is seen every single day, which other persons experience, which I have a perception of, is this all that is me? Or is there more? Are we manifesting our true greatness as individuals, as communities, as a country? We can speak to the very micro level as individuals. I would say, for me, my honest answer is no. I don't think I am anywhere near there. I think I have a little bit more to go. Hopefully, I can find the time, space, and the energy to do so. But when we put it all together as a collective, it's easy to say it's an unequivocal no. As a collective, we're not yet near our true greatness. We're not even close to the things that we can achieve. And one of the main reasons why we're not there is because we're not yet together. We're not yet on the same wavelength. We're not the same individual collective genius, which is possible. And by individual, I mean single. I shouldn't say individual, but to that singular collective genius. We're not yet there. Not even close. Not even close. And that is what this introduction reminds me of every single time I listen to it, every single time I play it, every single time we start the show, that there comes a time when we must manifest our true greatness. What is it that the Bahamas is greater? What is it that the organizations within the Bahamas is greater? What is it that the schools, the churches, the families, the individual, you and I, what are the things that we are great at? We must manifest. We must work on them. We must keep pushing. We may make mistakes, we may fail, we may fall. We have to get up. We have to keep pushing them every single time. No questions asked, no excuses. Just keep going. Just keep walking. And then finally, it says, there comes a time, and that time is now. So right here, right now, is the only time we have. The only space, the next moment, or the moment we joined, when the show started, that was one moment. Can't get it back. The moment ahead of us, we're not there yet. In this very moment that we are talking about, it's a space and time for us to be doing the things which are necessary. So my admonition to all of us, all persons under the sound of our voice, and those who will listen later, is to get into the game. Get into the game of nation building. Get into the game of individual and personal building. Get into the game of building others. Get in the game of making life better for humanity, for those around us, for yourself. Get into the game. It's no time, it can't be any longer, for you to be a spectator in your own game, because something has been played. And if you're standing on the sideline, the chances are you're the something. So you have to get in there. And you have to contribute. And you have to do it in a way which is honest, which is upfront, which can meet the light of the day. You have to do it with integrity. You have to do it with sensitivity. But you must do it. You must face up to the risk. You must face up to the challenges. You have to do it in 2022. And for those who have been doing great things up to now, you know, get better, increase, do more, help others, help more persons. It's not time to, but like I said to you at the beginning, for me, 2022 was a very, very difficult year. I said 2022 was the toughest one yet, and in many ways, too many ways to discuss, at least I don't even want to discuss them publicly. But in so many ways, 2022 has been one of the toughest years. Really tough. But as I reflected on that, as I looked around and I said, despite all of that challenge, despite all of the things which didn't go as expected, a lot of good things happened. And so regardless of or in spite of the experience for 2022, I am looking at 2023 as the year with the greatest possibilities yet. Of all the years which have passed, all the years that I've been around, that I've had the privilege of having life, 2023, the way I am looking at it, the way I am going to look at it, and the way I'm going to hold, is that 2023 has the greatest of possibilities yet. Because 2023 is now. 2023 is now. And everything that has passed and gone, even where the possibilities were great, if I'm not of the mindset that this year can be greater than those were, then certainly the thinking is not big enough. And that's where, that's how I'm looking at it. I want you to, as we celebrate this year, as we try to do things different, I want you to break out of the silence. And by silence, I don't mean physically speaking, but to break out of the silence, break out of the silence of self, break out of the silence of not doing, break out of the silence of, you know, keeping yourself and talking yourself down. Break out of the silence of not putting yourself out there and shouting your best self to the world. I want you to do that. And I want to join you. I want to be in that space where I'm able to do that, where we can shout, where we can live our lives out loud, not doing anything which is braggadocious or, you know, distasteful. What I'm saying is, without words, you're just living your life to your best potential, living it out loud, big and loud. I draw a parallel with an athlete that I have the greatest level of respect for, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce from Jamaica. And I share this thought with you, that until you commit yourself to playing life full out, you will never become what you're capable of being. That applies to me, and that applies to you, and that applies to every single individual. Until we commit ourselves to playing our lives full out, we will never become what we are capable of being. When Shelly-Ann Fraser steps out at the start line as the only woman who has gone on to win medals at the Olympic level more times than others in 100 meters and repeat, she's not really thinking about how much energy she can save. She's not concerned about the fact that the other persons in the race are fast and skillful and great athletes. She's not concerned about how old she is. She's about 35 now, one of the oldest operating at the level and performing in excellent condition. But she's not the fact that some of the other persons are way, way younger. No, she's not thinking about it. She does not allow the cheering and the noise from the crowd, from the fans, to distract her. She's not focused on that. She simply waits for the starter gun. She simply waits for the starter gun. And she goes full out towards her goal, which is the finish line. Full out, 100%, holding nothing back. So the question I have for you as we wrap this up this evening is, are you running your race at full speed? Are you a player who is going to get into the race, get into the game, despite the risk, despite the cost, and do it 100%. Are you? Are you giving your life everything that you have? Are you being the best possible version of yourself? And I say to you as we end, to not go full out is to live life safe. To not go full out is to doubt your capability. To not play full out is to rob yourself of the glorious opportunities that life. You see, life is never going slow. So if you feel that you're always coming last, or at least you're not coming as high as you think you should place, then you know that you should be checking energy that you are putting into playing this game called life. Let's jump in the game, despite the risk, despite the cost, regardless of what is going to happen. And let's find our purpose and play that to the best and to the fullest of our ability. You've been listening to The Essentials, and we always end by saying, do not allow your greatness to become a victim of your unwillingness to win. It's our first show for 2023, and we ask you to go out and live life full out, and do your best, and be good, and have great successes for 2023. Look forward to continuing the conversation with you. All the best, one good, one love, and Ubuntu.
Man, I'm growing up here, so I never get no respect.
No, no.
Never get no good education, can't get no big check.
No, no.
So, man, I'm grew up, everybody want me know in a distress. Yeah. And it's so easy, yeah, you get a big check. Are addicted, and a victim.
And a victim.
Yeah. And enough man fold it out, cause I'm couldn't hold it out. And enough man sold it out, cause I'm couldn't. And in pursuit of riches, enough man take the girly road. But that a fit them thing, that is not what my story about. This a for those who persevere, and who see through the tears. And in the grand scheme of everything, them still the year. And although we no millionaire, feel like a millionaire. We still a celebrate, a put me hand in a the air and say, I am a success story, yeah, success. A success story, I am a success story, yeah, success, a success story.